Okay. Somehow I get the strange feeling I am just not having a good moment. Oopsie. There we go. Sorry about that. I'm trying to rush through everything, so bear with me, my friends. Bear with me while I just do the quick stuff here. At least I'm going to try to do this as quick as I can. Had a bit of a problem here tonight. Kind of fell asleep and woke up late. Yeah. Stuff does happen. That's why it's hump day. We know what hump day really is, right, folks? Anyway, tell you what. Let's start with the opening.
And now, America, it is time for Talking Points. The views and opinions expressed in Talking Points are that of the host and the host alone, and do not reflect the views and opinions of anyone else for this broadcasting service.
Today in my Talking Points, have I got a doozy of an item for you. Kind of brought it up last night, but here we go. General Mark Milley, it is now being determined, apparently went behind President Trump's back, and in so doing, he contacted a potential enemy and told them something he shouldn't have. And I don't think that's the way to handle things, ever. Because guess what? You can be charged with treason. Treason is the last thing any American wants to be hit with, because there's only one penalty on the books, and I don't need to say what that penalty is, because if I say what that penalty is, people are liable to get pissed at me. Okay? I mean, I know what the penalty is. It's where they take a nice thick rope, throw it over a tree branch, and they put one end of it on someone's neck, and the other end, well, I don't know what they do with the other end. I've never dealt with that kind of situation before. So basically, the Constitution calls for someone who is a traitor to their country, who has committed an act of treason. The Constitution has only but one penalty on the books, and that is hung by the neck until dead. But we live in modern times, a modern society. So I'm sure a judge would throw the book at the general and give him life in prison without parole. And of course, Biden would be convinced by his handlers to fully pardon his ass. Well, that's just a guess on my part. I don't know if that would actually happen. I don't even know if he would be charged as a traitor. The way the government's run now, God only knows. And the fact is, it gets worse. Biden likes this guy. Why am I not surprised? I mean, they're both perfect for each other. The general is a traitor. Biden is a traitor. Two traitors. Perfect for one another. There you go. I've got some information that I'm going to share with you on that, and that's open for discussion as well. And now here's item number two in my talking points. You're going to love this, folks. Oh, I think you're going to love this a lot because, well, let's face it, we don't just offer anything, all right? This is what we call the Biden effect. The Gateway Pundit is calling it that. So here's the deal of the day, or one of the many deals of the day. Apparently, Secretary Blinken admits to ongoing hostage situation in Afghanistan. Oh, yeah. Ain't that a hit in the head? And the irony of that is, guess what? The Taliban wants more money. And they want more stuff. Isn't that a hit in the fucking head? They want more money. And apparently they want more stuff. Well, Biden gave them the money, apparently, and left them all kinds of goodies in the amount of $85 billion. Kind of gives you a warm and fuzzy feeling, don't it, folks? The Taliban wants more. Aren't they fucking mad? Of course they are. They're nuts. They're Looney Tunes. They're bonkers and yonkers. They're Biden's buddies. Now you know why I say he's a traitor. Now you know why I say he's committed treason. Yes, folks. It's not hard to figure out. It's not rocket science. So, yeah, come on. Let's get with the program here, huh? I mean, yeah, I've got the stories for this. So it's like, okay, the Taliban, this is what they're saying. The Taliban says they want more U.S. money after Joe Biden gave them a $64 million donation and $85 billion in military weapons. Oh, boy. Serious, folks. Gets crazy. It really does. And one last thing to go along with that. 62%, according to Newsmax, say we're going to be back in Afghanistan again. And something tells me we are. I know that's not what you want to hear, folks, but we've got American people being held hostage over there by the Taliban, Joe Biden's buddies, and we're going to need to go in there after them, which means we're going to need military forces to go in with us, which means, yes, we're going to end up fighting the Taliban again. Only this time, they're going to have our weapons, our vehicles. And I know people keep saying this, but you know, I wish people would learn the difference. It's been 20 fucking years. These assholes are not the stupid motherfuckers they were 20 years ago. They've got people that know how to fly these fucking things. They have to, because they can't demonstrate them to a potential buyer if they didn't, because the buyers are going to want to see them in action. Well, what better way to see them in action than to use them against us? So that means they're going to have pilots. They have pilots. They've got people. All right? They got it. But again, I'm basing that on 20 years of change with the Taliban. They've gotten worse instead of gotten better. Okay? Anyone who has served in the military or knows people in the military that has friends who served in Afghanistan or have been close to reports coming out of Afghanistan and so forth, they know that what I'm saying is accurate. So bottom lining it, yeah, the Taliban may be a bunch of raghead motherfuckers, but they've gotten a lot better at what they're doing as far as terrorism is concerned, which means they've got people who can fly these planes, fly these helicopters. Trust me, it is not as difficult as you might want to believe, America. I'm not telling you this to hear myself say it. I'm telling you this because it's straight up fact. Okay? It is. It's straight up fact. After 20 years, if these idiots didn't learn something or infiltrate the Afghan army, which I think is even more likely, and get the military personnel to teach them how to operate a Black Hawk or a helicopter in general, just in case, well, you know what? It's very likely. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend this all over the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story.
What's up, Docs?
Okay, first of all, let me just assure you that I am actually using the handheld microphone, which is not going through very well, so let me turn that up a little more. Just to making a few minor adjustments here. A little more. Okay, that should do it. That should work. fact, I'm going to double check this because I'm using the handheld microphone because I have to go to the kitchen to grab my coffee. Shh. Now, let's just see. There we go. Okay. Now, before I walk away from this desk, to go in the kitchen to get my coffee. Let's see if the usual suspects are on the phone lines at 347-945-5747. Open sesame. I got to coax the browser into opening here. Next. Next. Finish. Holy shit, there they are. Hot damn, they're on.
Hello.
Hey, what? Oh, by all means, Mike, go ahead. Okay. So, I've got the Crazy Cajun on one end of the line. I've got the Lone Star State on the other end of the line. What's up, Docs? Like, how you doing down there, Gun?
No, good here. Watching the world fall apart, you know, going to hell in a handbasket. Front row seats. I mean, it's really interesting. Crazy, isn't it? Oh, you just wait and see. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying some of your talking points there. You just wait, old dumb puck in the White House. He'll give money. You just wait and see. They're printing it right now, I'm sure. Okay? Because, you know, they want to, you know, he's an ass kisser. Okay? So he's gonna kiss her ass. You know, I don't think Trump would kiss her ass, but this dumb puck would kiss her ass. Maybe they could buy them. Oh, yeah, right. That's been tried in the past and didn't work out too good, did it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, really funny. Yeah, I haven't seen one of them ragheads fucking fly one of them things yet. I want to see a raghead in the pilot seat flying one of them Blackhawks. Then I'll change my mind. I'd like to see the video of it.
Have.
But they could drag people.
They're not going to show a video of them flying these fucking things.
Well,
it's not like some conspiracy theory from Alex Jones.
Well, that's what I'd say.
They're smarter than that.
Well, no, not really.
Well, guess what? They're not going to show them. They're not going to show themselves on video piloting these fucking things. But think about it. We had to deal with the Afghans, right?
Well, yeah. But I seen one that they were did see one that somebody was piloting it on at that airport, driving it around. Now there's a difference between operating it and flying it. Hell, you could get in one of them and taxi it around the airport. Hell, that ain't nothing. You just use your feet. But I haven't seen one of them fly yet with one of these terrorists in the pilot seat. Not to say that they can't drag somebody in a gunpoint to do it. Probably could, yeah. Okay, or hell, with all that money we gave them, hell, they could buy somebody. Hey, you don't want to make $1 billion? Fly this damn thing. But I haven't seen one of them under the command of one of them, you know, the raghead terrorist, fly these things. You know?
No, neither have I, actually. I got to say, I've never seen it. I've never seen that either. But that's not to say it can't be, that it's not possible. Now, is it?
Well, them, no. With somebody else, yeah. It's possible, of course.
It's not inconceivable for them to do it, is it? I mean, we always say what's not possible, and then we find out down the road it's happened.
I haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen it yet. Good, yeah, good, absolutely, anything's possible, but I have not seen it, nor has it been reported on the news, any news for that matter, even One America News for that matter, the alternate news, So what are they waiting for? I mean, they got all this fucking hardware, you know. Hey, put them motherfuckers in that seat. Let's see what you got, boy. You know, take that son of a bitch off. You know what I mean? I haven't seen that shit. So where are they? What are they
okay.
doing? Oh, they're too many.
Well, then it's obvious. It's never happened. It's not possible. It can happen, and it will never happen at all because you know that's the way it's I guess supposed to be.
Didn't I just say that it was possible? Squeak, squeak, clean your ears up. I said it was possible. I haven't seen it. It's possible, but I haven't seen it yet. Right. Like I said, the rest of them are too busy humping their fucking goats. Why do you think they're called goat humpers? There you go.
Like I said, man, I don't dismiss the possibilities. Seriously, I can't. I cannot dismiss the possibility because, what, 20 years, they're blind, deaf, and dumb all that time? No, that's underestimating the enemy. I don't do that. I just don't see, I mean, okay, people want proof of everything, right? I don't get the proof I want. Alex Jones can say all he wants about World Trade Center and everything else, and people repeat his garbage, and I ask for proof of shit, and I don't get it. But obviously I'm supposed to believe that it happened the way they say it happened. Now, switch to the other mic. See, one of the stark realities is if you underestimate the enemy, you're asking for a death sentence. After 20 years, the Taliban may be a bunch of goat humping camel jockeys, but they're not as brain dead as everyone wants to think they are. To believe that invites death.
Right.
Go ahead, Mike. Mike. Well, I guess I can end the show then. Did my headset kick out on me?
I'm hearing you just fine.
Okay, I said my headset, not my microphone.
Oh.
Okay, at least I know my headset's working. Brace yourself, gunslinger. Yo, Mike, where the fuck did you go, buddy? See, now that's just rude. That is just rude. Anyway, all right, moving right along. I guess we'll just get underway here. I have to ask myself,
hello?
Why did I even bother doing this? Oh, there he is. I call on him, and he finally shows up.
There you go. And, George, I'll just say this on what you and Gunn were saying just now. Just remember, the equipment is not the only thing that we left behind there. We left lists and biometrics for everybody that was there, you know, everybody
Right.
Not just the American citizens, but the guys and the Afghanis that were helping us. And some of those Afghanis, I'm sorry to say, I mean, not I'm sorry to say, but were probably taught how to fly these helicopters, you know? So make of that what you will, but just another fuck-up by this idiot in the White House, you know? Back to you, George.
For those of you who are listening on Mixler and all that and didn't hear the guys, oh, for God's sakes. Why is the desktop audio turned off? Oh, Jesus Christ. I swear, this whole day has been a disaster. Calling Wednesday Hump Day is exactly the right name for it. None of what you guys said got out there because the damn software I use, the desktop audio was turned off for some stupid fucking reason. Welcome to Hump Day. All day Wednesday.
Actually, George, it's more like Humped Day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, man. Really? Come on, man. It's just not fair here, you know? And Cherokee Rose isn't here tonight. That's not good. She's usually right here when the show starts. Or within a few minutes of it having started. Guess she's busy tonight. Rats. Anyway. General Miley. I gotta say, that motherfucker is in deep shit. And we'll get to that in just a moment, because I want to get to this first item from the... Oh, God. There. Don't do this to me, fingers. I'm trying to do my work here, and you're making it impossible. My fingers are knotting up. Not good tonight, folks. And I'm willing to bet, oh, yeah, might also help if I did this. Hi, America. We're here. Yeah. Now, the usual background that you might see on the video side, folks, the control room, I decided to put the American flag up because apparently the American flag offends people. So we're going to offend a lot of people by being patriotic. Isn't that just mean of me, fellas?
Oh, you're really a mean person, George.
I mean, Gunslinger, it's terrible. I'm offending everyone by showing the American flag.
You terrible fucking racist, you. Damn.
The only thing that would be worse, George, is not only would you be showing the American flag, but you would be showing the Confederate flag as well. That would be worse.
You know something? A buddy of mine that I knew from down in Yorktown Heights, New York, he was up here this morning. He stopped by to see if I wanted to go to a face-to-face AA meeting down in Westchester, one that I hadn't been to in a long, long time. And I said, sure. So we get down there. It's about 10, 15 minutes before the meeting. And here is my friend looking at me and going, hey, by the way, I've got a box of brand spanking new Confederate flags that I can't sell. I said, I got a great idea. Are they the handheld type? He goes, yeah. I said, how many of those you got? He says, I only got two of those. He says, I've got a couple of those. I got small, medium, and large flags. I said, here's what you do. Don't get rid of them. Okay? What I will do is I will see if I can, I'll talk to a few friends of mine and see if they'd be interested in a couple. I'll see if we can't sell them discreetly. He goes, yeah, but I'm going to have to sell them dirt cheap because I can't keep, nobody wants them. I said, what do you mean nobody wants them? He goes, as soon as somebody found out I had the Confederate flag, they threatened to burn down my house. I said, excuse me? They what? He goes, yeah, my neighbors threatened to burn my house down if I didn't get rid of these Confederate flags. And they're not even being, no one can see them. They're in the box there and everything. I said, you know what you do? You tell them, if they ask, yeah, I got rid of them. But you don't actually get rid of them. He goes, I know why I like you, George. You're sneaky. You're sneaky and underhanded. I said, I resemble that remark, sir, on the grounds it may incinerate me. He turned around and said to me, no joke, he said to me, look, if you know some people that would be interested and you want to do it for me, you know, discreetly, I'll split whatever I make 50-50. I said, I don't want your money. The Confederate flag is not a racist flag, and anyone who says it is an asshole and doesn't know their history. Well, his garage, we were standing outside, and a whole bunch of folks near where the meeting is. This one guy, he's got to be about 90 years old, goes into his garage. A couple of minutes later, he comes back out with a gigantic Confederate flag on a big flagpole, and he puts it right into a flagpole holder on his property. And he says, how's that for a Confederate flag, sonny? And I looked at that and I went, nice. Aren't you afraid somebody might come along and destroy it? He goes, how dare any son of a bitch to destroy this? And then he turns around and he says, come with me. So we go, me and my friend go across the street. Now, we still have like 5 or 6 minutes before the meeting starts. We go into his garage. He opens up this big trunk. Man's got a nice little arsenal sitting in his garage. Rifles and all the ammunition you can possibly get together for him. He said, if anybody does that with this flag or attempts to, they're going to get a load of buckshot in their backside. I said, yeah, but we're in New York. Aren't you afraid that New York people might find that just a little bit much, you know, having a Confederate flag? He goes, kid, how old are you? I said, 58. He goes, you want to see 59? Shut up. I'm like, okay. I'm done talking about it. He puts his hand on my shoulder and he says, smartest thing you young shits have said all day. Ain't nobody going to fuck with this flag. Just like the American flag, the colors don't run. Sun, the Confederate flag goes from sun to sun every day. And I'm proud to be from the South in every way. I said, yeah, where are you from? He goes, Texas. I said, wow, I got a friend in Texas. He goes, boy, do I feel sorry for your friend.
Oh.
I said, wait a I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's a friend of mine. He's, you know, we're good buds. He goes, yeah, but you're from the north. You're to have a friend from the. What are you kid? I find out who your Texas friend is. I'm gonna tell him. Don't be friends with a guy from New York. Those New York guys are nothing but trouble. I said, yeah, but you've got a New York accent, not a Texas accent. He goes, I've been living here for 50 years. What do you expect? Go figure. But no, my friend Yorktown, he's got these Confederate flags. I'm going to see what I can do to help him sell them. He's got an idea how he can sell them, you know, with discretion. But he doesn't feel he should have to do that, you know. And I agree with him. And they're made in the USA, no less. These things. And I've got the hiccups.
Uh-oh.
Well, better the hiccup than the fart, I figure. If I start farting, my windows are going to start melting. All right, guys. Moving right along here. So the Gateway Pundit calls this the Biden effect. Now, Secretary Blinken admits to the ongoing hostage situation in Afghanistan. Americans are still blocked from leaving Mazar-i-Sharif Airport. So this stupid son of a bitch admits there's a hostage situation going on. Unbelievable. Check this out, everybody. Trump was right. The Taliban is now holding U.S. hostages in Afghanistan after Joe Biden's bumbling, disastrous withdrawal from the country. It wasn't enough that Joe Biden left the Taliban $85 billion in arms and uniforms. He had to leave them hundreds of Americans and U.S. allies as potential hostages in the country, too. Several Americans and U.S. allies have been held up at the Mazar-i-Sharif airport in northern Afghanistan for over 10 days. On Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken admitted there is a hostage situation at the airport today. So he finally admitted the obvious, that the Taliban is now holding American hostages. Last week, Blinken said the passengers trying to flee the Taliban killers didn't have the proper paperwork. But this never stopped Democrats from admitting a single illegal alien from entering the U.S. from Central America. What world are these people living in? So, Antony Blinken finally admits that these people are being held hostage. Well, if he's saying they're actually being held hostage, what is the American government, what is our government supposed to do? They're supposed to rescue the hostages, aren't they? Why aren't we sending military personnel there to free these people and bring them home? Why is he capitulating and giving in to the Taliban? Why is he sitting there listening to the Taliban say that they want more U.S. money? Why don't I go to the phones at 347-945-5747 and let these guys tell me what they think? So with that, I'll start with you on this one, Mike. Okay, I guess I'll be starting with Gunslinger on this one.
No, I'm here. Well, you've asked the question, but you know the answer.
to the question. When you ask a question about what is a Democrat thinking, well, you're basically asking yourself, not a rhetorical question, but it's a question that does have an answer, and they're thinking nothing when they do stuff like this. I mean, you finally admit to something that everybody's known for 10 days, or maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, I don't know, but for 10 days, and you finally admit to it. Everybody's known this. And everybody's known since he made this policy, the hostage holder in chief, number two, has made this policy, you know, that this was going to happen this way. So, you know, if they can't admit that this was going to happen, that they don't want to admit that the policy was wrong. That's the problem. It took them this long to admit that this was happening, which basically admits that the policy of the commander-in-chief, so-called, or should I say the commander-in-creep, is wrong, you know? Of course, we're talking about a Democrat here, so any policy that a Democrat comes forward with, you know, is wrong, at least the recent Democrat presidents is wrong, and we can chronicle from, you know, from Carter to Clinton to Obama to now to Biden. And we all know that if Hillary would have gotten in, every damn thing she would have done would have been wrong, you know? So, you know, this policy that he's finally admitted to, well, hell's bells, man. It took you long enough. Back to you, George.
I think, Mike, what it comes really down to also is Blinken he had his back up against the wall. Okay? He had his back up against the wall, and he panicked. But by panicking, it put the Biden dictatorship on notice. If one of your people can spill the beans, they all will if you get called up on the carpet for your stupid shit. All right, gunslinger hostage situation has been admitted to by the alleged Secretary of State. So, what should the U.S. do about the situation?
Well, if you had a leader with balls, they would go over there and spring them, like Trump would, okay, because he had a plan. Actually, this shit would have never happened under Trump's plan. But now that that plan's been all fucking fucked up, and now that you've got a pussy in the White House that will bow down to these people and give them money and give them gifts of $85 billion. I wish somebody would give me $85 goddamn billion. Shit. Well, that's right. I don't fuck goats and hump camels. Oh, well, gee whiz. It kind of sounds like Benghazi, doesn't it? They didn't give a fuck about them people over there. I mean, when you go over there and you don't have a leader over here, your ass is on your own. And you can clearly see that now. Well, you should have seen that during Benghazi, okay? They had the ability to rescue those people. They had the ability. They had that fucking, what was it, that aircraft carrier, whatever it was, just a couple hundred miles away, and them fighter jets could have been there in just a matter of minutes, okay? Until the ground troops got there. But no. Oh, well, call me in the morning. Take an aspirin. Call me in the morning, you know, Comrade Clinton. And she's the one that could have authorized it. We know that. So look what happened there.
They killed the son of bitches. So this will probably, where a lot of these people that are held hostage right now will probably wind up dying too. And then Biden will say, it's nappy time. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know something, Gunslinger? See, with Hillary and Benghazi, she still would have had to have gotten final approval from the Oval Office. She couldn't make that decision on her own. No Secretary of State can make that decision. To send in military assets, it has to come from the Commander-in-Chief. It cannot come from anyone else. Unless the Commander-in-Chief is incapacitated. And the Vice President is incapacitated. And the Speaker of the House is incapacitated. By the time it gets down to the Secretary of State, you may as well write them off. But the Secretary of State has to go to the President. And the President has to make the final decision. Well, who was in the Oval Office at the time she was Secretary of State? It was old Barack Hussein Obama. Ye old commander and thief. You know, there seems to be a running motif here. He stole the election because he wasn't a legitimate candidate. And Biden stole the election. And he was completely mentally deficient to begin with. I seem to see a running pattern and motif here, there, guys. But the bottom line, okay? She sat there, and what did she say at that Senate hearing or congressional hearing, whichever one it was, where she went, at this point, what difference does it make? Would have made a lot of difference if she had gone to the Oval Office and said, look, the Benghazi compound is under siege. We need to send in planes right away. She didn't do that, though. And we know what happened as a result. Blinken is not going to go to creepy, sleepy, fuckhead Joe, because he knows that if he goes in there, Joe is not going to know what to do. Okay? He's going to sit there and look at his handlers and go, well, son of a bitch, what should I do? Tell me what I'm supposed to do with this. How much you want to bet that's what he ends up doing? And I'm telling you right now, I don't expect those American lives to be. I don't expect any American in Afghanistan right now, their life to be worth a plut nickel. Something tells me those hostages are going to end up dead. Sorry to have to say that, folks, but that's how I feel. I don't want to see that happen, and I know you don't either. But look what we have sitting in the White House. A man who not only wears a face diaper, but probably wears a regular diaper. And doesn't belong in the Oval Office. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Go ahead and laugh. I mean, it's true, but, you know, go ahead and laugh. You know what?
It depends, George.
Well, they make him for his caliber of person.
Yep, they do.
I mean, why do you think he tripped going up the stairs into Air Force One? Because he had a load in his britches that were weighting him down. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Shit. Gunslinger, did I get your comments yet? Yo, Gun.
Yo, yo, yo.
Do you get your comments in yet or no?
Yeah, give it a go. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. And, Mike, you got your comments in, right?
Yeah. Just one other thing about the whole Hillary Clinton. If she would have went – now, things would have been different. If she would have went to Obama and said, look, we need to send these guys in, and Obama didn't send them in, then that's on him. And, you know, and then that whole thing of what difference a disappointed doesn't make would have meant, well, what the hell could I have done? I've done everything I could have because I went to the commander-in-chief and he made the wrong decision, you know. But Obama, there's a difference between Obama and his ex-vice president. At least then Obama had, I don't want to say his wits about him, but his cognitive abilities were there. Not like this guy.
Mike?
Hey.
Mike, there? You come?
George, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. Yeah.
Okay. I think my headset would cut out. So, Mike?
Well, he was there.
I'm here now. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I can't hear George now. He disappeared.
Wow.
Hope
he's not messing around with his faders.
Well, he's doing something. Something's up.
Come on, man.
Oh, George.
George. Oh, boy. A wonderful Wednesday strikes again.
Probably farted and blew himself out of the fucking room.
Oh, I wonder what he's going to think about that.
Yo, George.
Oh, boy. Now, we could be looking at, you know, I mean, obviously the phone lines are still working. So
guys, can you hear me?
He still shows him in the chat room.
George?
He says, keep talking, he's having issues. You know, what he said in the chat room.
Well,
I don't know. It's a sticky situation. I told you, you know, doesn't matter, you know, Comrade Clinton could have told, you know, Butt Buddy, if he was, it probably wouldn't have done any good. Okay, they're both idiots. So, you know, both of them share equal
equal responsibility for the people that got killed in Benghazi, just like this idiot. If anybody gets killed over there, which they will, you know, will they do anything? You know, I very seriously doubt, because have they done anything yet? No. Have they tried to bomb the Taliban, whatever you call them, fucking ragheads? No. Mm-hmm. Have they done anything? No. Yeah, they gave them money. Gave them $85 billion in military, you know, high-tech equipment. But mm-hmm. for doing anything good? No. So you tell me. You know?
No, they haven't done anything. I mean, think about it. They're the most well-armed army in the Middle East now. I mean, yeah, we've given stuff to like Saudi Arabia and other places, even some stuff to Israel. You know, but Israel can make their own arms. You know, they can make their own arms. And to some extent, so can Saudi to some extent. But when you're giving $85 billion of equipment and arms and ammo to the ragheads, well, what do you expect is going to happen? I mean, the easiest thing for them to use are the arms. Point and shoot, right? If you give them the guns and the ammo, then what do you expect is going to happen?
Well, I'll give them credit for that.
Guys, can
they're
you hear me?
Smart enough to you.
Hello.
I hear
we
you
got
now.
You now. We got you now,
well,
George.
BTR is having problems. I am called in. I'm still connected as the host through the host number. And insult to injury, I am also having to call in on the guest line. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to skip Blog Talk Radio and go with Skype and the rest of the platforms. So, ladies and gentlemen, while we're making the changeover, I will put out there, let me see if I can find my software here. There we go. And hopefully this works. I'm going to put some tunage out there to take up the time here that it takes for me to make the switch over. So let's see. Yeah, that would help. And of course, everything is all right. So for those of you who are tuned in, my apologies, but Blog Talk Radio is having a major problem, and I'm not going to sit here and have it all of a sudden kick us all off the call because it's having problems. So tonight's broadcast will continue with everybody on Skype in just a hot New York minute. Stand by.